You are an in-your-face here at 3CR on Smith Street with James. Well, this artist is incredible. Berlin-born Hans is on the line to chat about their Melbourne Fringe show, Young, Fun and 21. Hans, welcome to 3CR.
Oh, my God. Good afternoon, Melbourne. Good afternoon, Smith Street. Good afternoon, James.
Good afternoon, Hans. I've got to say, I mean, it's so good that we're on Smith Street because your reputation is that you are boozier than Oktoberfest. Is that really true?
Well, it has been. Look, I'm not going to lie to you, James. There have been occasions where I've started the night as Kate Middleton and I've finished the night as Kate Moss, if you know what I'm saying.
Fantastic.
But, you know, It's not always the case. At the moment, I'm feeling quite sober. But let's see how this chat goes. You might have me reaching for the bottle pretty soon, James.
I've got to say, I was surprised by the name of your show, Young, Fun and 21.
I mean, you look sweet 16. Correct. That was exactly... You know, a lot of people are thinking it's a myth. It's not. I'm 21 years old. I think, like you, there are many people out there who think I am younger. But you know what? It's a celebration of the last 21 years of my life. And it's more than the cabaret show, James. It's more than the party. There's a bit of a documentary element involved in this show. I'm finally revealing all, James. I'm getting a little sick and tired of the innuendo, of the rumors. And I thought, now is my chance to set the record straight, sort of.
What are those rumors, Hans?
Well, like you said, James, I mean, there's people out there who don't even believe I'm 21. There are even, you know, more unkind people, James, who will have you believe that I'm not even German. I mean, James, what sort of a sick individual would make that up and make a career out of that for 21 years? I ask you.
Yeah, absolutely. So Young, Fun and 21 is really like an episode of This Is Your Life, kind of.
It is, except instead of... you know, Kerri-Anne Kennelly or Mark Monroe, you've got me. So it will actually be entertaining.
Well, you're always entertaining, Hans. And, I mean, I just love your cabaret. It is legendary. What numbers are you going to perform?
Oh, James, I mean, in this show, we're doing it all. There's a bit of Jennifer Lopez. There's a bit of Stephen Sondheim. There's a bit of The Angels. That's all I'll say. You know the song.
Yeah, I do know that song.
Well, they've
absolutely
only got one, let's be honest. They're like Tina Arena. But, you know, it's the whole width and breadth of music and even songs that you thought probably shouldn't be performed again.
Oh, really? Like what?
Well, honey, I wouldn't want to give away all the secrets. I'd say get a ticket and find out.
Are you going to cover Tina Arena?
No, I don't think so. I think Tina's been through enough recently, hasn't she? I mean, she's complained enough.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So tell us, what's it like, Hans, when you go back to Berlin? I mean, they must be celebrating you ever since you did so well on America's Got Talent.
I mean, James, you'd think that would be the case there. Look, I think it's a case of jealousy when I go back to Berlin. I mean, there are some people there who are trying to disassociate themselves from me and my reputation. There are some people out there who say, we've never met him. You can't find me in the phone book over there. And I think, look, that's just sour grapes, you know. But here I am in Australia at present. And, you know, it is weird because, like I say, James, there are Australians who are trying to claim me as their own. I'm a bit like Germany's Russell Crowe, really, aren't I? You know, this is what happens in this country. The minute somebody becomes a star, Australians want to claim them for their own, can't they?
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many New Zealand artists. Think of Split Ends that we've claimed. Margaret Ehrlich, I mean, you know, Sharon O'Neill.
Margaret
just goes
Ehrlich.
On.
Good gosh, we're really going into the the depth of history today. I love it.
Hey, look, you know, you've had a really strong rivalry with Dolly Diamond, to the point where it almost seemed like Melbourne wasn't big enough for the two of you. Now
and
Europe's not
leave.
Big enough because she's in London and you're flitting around the world, sometimes in Berlin.
I say, let them have her, you know? I think London deserves Dolly Diamond, and I really mean that, James. It has been a rivalry between me and Ms. Diamond. Look, it stemmed up. We've fought over a lot of things. We've You know, we fought over makeup, we fought over dressing room spaces, we fought over Nate from the ABC. And look, I think Dolly moving to London is really her way of raising the white flag. You know, she's finally faced her Waterloo, I would say. She's surrendered.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got the crown. I mean, you're going to be at the clock tower in Moody Ponds.
I mean, come on. If that doesn't say show business, what does? You know, many venues wanted me. I know the Margaret Court Arena wanted me. I know the Rod Laver Arena wanted me. James, I said no. I said, send me to the clock tower. Send me to the Moony Ponds. That's where I feel like I belong.
Well, it is the home of Dame Edna, isn't it, Moony Ponds? I mean, that's where it all began for her.
And isn't that ironic? Because you'll probably hear a lot of Dame Edna's old jokes.
Oh, really? No. You're much too modern for her.
Well, look, Dame Edna, an icon, honeys. You know, I can't really say anything too nasty because she's no longer with us, so she doesn't have a right of reply.
That's right. Nothing too juicy there.
Exactly.
But look, just speaking of icons, what's it feel like to be one?
Oh, you know, it feels a bit like destiny, James. I mean, I don't know if there's a Shakespeare quote, you know, that some people have the greatness thrust upon them, and I've thrusted myself upon being an icon. You know, it was almost like it was always going to happen. And in my mind, it always had happened. Just nobody else believed it. Until recently, James.
Well, I don't think there's any doubters now, Hans. I mean, I think everyone thinks you're an icon. I mean, were there really people that doubted you? I mean, that just seems extraordinary with hindsight.
You know what, James? I think people don't believe it until it's on your Instagram bio. And I think that's what really cements things these days.
Well, absolutely. And you are everywhere. How does that feel? I mean, how does that feel to be popping up in people's reels, in their feeds, you know, in their dreams?
I think the word is omnipresent. That's a new word I've recently discovered. And how does it feel? Well, look, it feels... I've got to say, sometimes it's a burden, James. I'm not going to lie to you. Sometimes it's a heavy weight to carry. Other times it just feels necessary, you know. I feel like this is, at the end of the year, a lot of, you know, at the financial year, they'll be asking me, what did you do for charity? And I'll say, well, I blessed everybody by being an icon, you know. Write that off on the tax return, James.
Absolutely. I've got to ask, how do you keep your complexion looking so amazing?
Kryolan.
Kryolan? What's that?
Oh, honey, please tell me you're not familiar with the cosmetic world, James.
I'm not.
Kryolan is, look, I mean, they say once you go MAC, you don't go back. Kryolan for me is, and I don't want to mention brand names on community radio, but I think it's necessary. Kryolan is basically, if you're in for a really big night, you're going to wear this is the kind of makeup that you pretty much need a blowtorch to get off.
Oh, wow, that is heavy duty.
I mean, it can keep you going from Friday to Wednesday in December.
So, Hans, you are in demand. I mean, as always, that's nothing new. But what are you doing at the moment? Like, you're interstate. What are you doing?
Well, I'm not interstate. I'm actually in Victoria.
Oh, you are? I heard a rumour you're in Adelaide.
A lot of people think that I'm in Adelaide all the time. I'm coming to you. It's a Friday night, so I'm doing a show tonight in Mildura, James.
Oh, wow.
Exactly. You want to talk about iconic? Tonight I'll be hitting the Mildura Arts Centre. Tomorrow night I'm in Horsham. And soon to be Moony Ponds. I mean, as you can hear, James, the career is going amazingly.
Well, it is. Everyone's really rapt because, I mean, you had a bit of a down. You had a bit of a tragedy happen with your foot, and thank God you have
this
healed.
Again.
You have healed. Which is wonderful.
Yes. Thank you, James. I look forward to the day when I can relitigate one of your most traumatic memories.
Sorry, darling. I didn't mean to go there for you.
No, it's beautiful.
It's a great comeback story.
Honey, it's what they call content these days. Remember when we used to just live our lives? Now everything's content. Have you noticed that?
I know. It's kind of, I mean, what do you think of all that?
What do I think of the content?
No, what do you think of our lives being called content? You know, it's kind of dismissive, isn't it?
I've got to say, James, I just thank God that wasn't around when I was a teenager, only 5 years ago.
I was going to say, it wasn't long.
Yes, exactly, exactly. You know, I'm happy to have no public record of many of my mistakes growing up. I feel sorry for those that do at this present time.
What's your response to those rumours that you're not German? You certainly weren't born in Berlin, and in fact, you were born in Australia. I mean, what is that? They're just lies, right? But what do you make of it? And what's your response to it all when people come up with that hogwash?
Look, James, I think this is, I don't know who started the rumour. Could be Dolly Diamond. I mean, you know, we have enemies everywhere. It's something that I've had to come to grips with. As you can hear from this genuine accent, I am, of course, Berlin-born. But for my full response, James, you will have to come and see Young, Fun and 21 Darlings. I'm hitting Mooney Ponds. I'm even hitting Frankston Darlings.
Oh, God, what are you doing there? What are you doing in Frankston?
I'm doing the same show. The same show that I'm promoting on your radio station.
You get
right
around,
now.
Hans. You get around. You've gone from Mooney Ponds to Frankston.
I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me, James.
Fantastic. Well, Hans, your wonderful show, Young, Fun and 21, to celebrate your 21st birthday, is on Saturday the 11th of October at the Clock Tower Centre, Mount Alexander Road in Mooney Ponds. What a great show that's going to be.
Absolutely, baby. Hey, what was that, James? You want to know that tickets are available at HansOfficials.com. Yes, James, that website again is HansOfficials.com.
Well, Hans, we love your work. We love your presence. We love your energy. Thank you so much for joining us today on 3CR. Can't wait to see the show.
Thank you for squeezing me in between a Lady Gaga track. And what's coming up next? Eurythmic?
Yeah, I'm going to play some Moby now.
Moby?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's
good stuff.
We're bringing
up all the classics this afternoon. Why not? It's a Friday.
I'm a 90s kid, babe.
I can tell, James, and that's why I feel a kindred spirit with you.
Oh, it's so good. Hans, take care. Love to folks in Mildura, and can't wait to see you in Mooney Ponds.
See you soon, honey, if I make it out alive from Mildura.
Good luck.
Bye, babe.
3CR. In Your Face would like to thank Thorn Harbour Health for their sponsorship of this program. Thorn Harbour Health envisions a future where our LGBTIQ plus communities and people living with HIV are healthy and live safely with dignity and well-being. To find out more, search for Thorn Harbour Health online.